Okay, so yesterday morning.
Yesterday.
Okay, we're in Perek Gimel. We're still dealing with the Tachlif is Yusurim. What about the guy there?
Didn't take the taxi to chair.
Yeah.
He didn't take the taxi to chair yesterday.
Of course, it was it. They're not recording yet. It was after the shiur. They didn't do the shiur. Of course, it was it. No. That's when they should be on the recording. Sorry, I can't say that. That's not what we're dealing with. It was just a little bit of afterwards, after I switched off the recording, I said something. No. Yesterday we were talking about David HaMelech. Shechatazi Negdi Somid. That every moment of a Jew's life is an opportunity to do tshuva mi'avo, and then to fulfill his call his life to eternity. That's one of the great moments of one of the understandings of why each moment of Jewish life is so choshev. So that. Okay. But then we said we have to understand ma'azek kashur to somebody who's not. Have the opportunity to do tshuva. He's in a coma, Rahman al Islam, or whatever. So we didn't have an answer for that. We'll see. We said, of course, Bochum needs that laugh. That we have to see. Okay, so we have to see what that means, Yusulim. Reish Samach Gimel, Zochreinu Lachaim, Lamanche Elohim Chaim. Rabbi Ephraim, why don't you join us? It's not nice having to sit talking to your back. If you want a distance because of Corona or whatever, then sit there, but let's see your face. I've all too hard. It's such a nice one. If name is Bashanim, Nivgashim Bahu Tsir, Kiben Shmone Esre, he met 18-year-old Bocha. He had a terrible disease, and the doctors had pretty much given up hope. There was no refuah that could help what he had. The best thing was send him home and let him die in peace, at home in comfort. The parents weren't giving up. And they went to a medical center in America. There they said there's a possibility to try a new experimental treatment. Very painful, terrible treatment. But they could extend his life. Interesting halachic shala there, by the way. It's not poshut. Very interesting shala. Can you take a dangerous or a, can you force somebody to take a treatment that's got your surim, depending on how long it's going to work? A fascinating halachic shala there. As ha'hoirim ponu legodol b'teiru v'shalu, ha'im mutter lena laskim letipo. First of all, is it mutter to take that? Then, if it's mutter, does he have a chiyu? Can you force him? Interesting, Charles. I have to take this treatment. Often in these cases, the decision is on the patient himself. The patient himself has to decide what to do. I was involved in a case where there were two types of treatment. Each one has its pros and cons, and they were fairly equal. And the Lashav said, tell the patient to choose. Interesting, huh? The one doctor said this, the other doctor said this. He said, tell the patient to choose. I can't hear. Interesting. It's an interesting subject. The patient chooses. They were very different approaches. Anyway, so, only he can decide. It means he doesn't have a chiyu, and it's not osur. And you can't machrim, he has to decide for himself. That's a psak halacha. That's not just a stepping back and saying, I don't know, you do what you want. That's the psak. But so now this kid's got a rough decision to make. And asked to speak to me privately. Then he asked the following question. The treatment can, at best, will extend my life a month or two. And the decision whether I take this treatment depends on me. It's not what's the value of a month's life when I'm going to be busy and functioning and doing lots of things. I'm going to be overwhelmed with you soon. I'm not going to be able to function. I'm going to be able to concentrate for more than a few minutes at a time. My family is about to lose me. The suffering is just going to extend it for them. Why slip out the suffering? Well, I don't gain anything. What do I do? You want to sit with somebody in the room and have to deal with a question like that? First thing you have to tell him, what he told him, is don't think I'm going to make this decision for you. It's your decision. You're welcome to it. Lord, no one can make this decision for you. You have to make it yourself. That's number one. All I can tell him that he can make an informed decision is what's the value of 1 month of life. That I can tell you. Then you'll be making a more informed decision. You have all the facts. You can make a much more intelligent, balanced, healthy decision. So I spoke about all the things we've spoken about here for the last few months. Governor Melech says in Tehillim, Kol HaNeshama Tehalel Ka. How do you translate that? Every Neshama will praise the Lord. Chazal dash in it slightly differently. Shall call Neshima V'Neshima Tehalel Ka. Every breath and breath, Kol HaNeshima, Kol Neshima, Kol breath you take, you have to praise Hashem. Literally. That means every moment, every breath a person takes, in that moment of taking a breath, is what to praise Hashem for. There's a whole halal in there. Halal, full halal. With a bracha, without a bracha. V'chol neshima shel ha'odam yesh l'kodesh bochum matara v'tachlis ha'gevui mi'ashkoseinu. Every breath, literally, that a person takes, Hashem has in there. We can't understand how big that is. There's no way of evaluating the value to Hashem of that moment. Kol neshima notenes kiviyochel l'kodesh bochu inyonim bale mashmoy she'en l'sharu. Each breath that he takes while he's alive, yeah, gives to kodesh bochu things we can't understand how great that is. We have no way of evaluating it. V'kach amati lo. So I said to him, ata roe ma kodesh bochu muchen l'tet avu rega chaim. You see what a kodesh bochu is prepared to give up for 1 moment of your life. If you'll agree to take the treatment, every moment, every day that you live extra, every moment of your life from now on in is kulu kulu avas Hashem. What's the reason? You really don't have any reason to live. Skimitcha. You know you're about to die. So you'll have treatment for a month, which is going to cause you untold yisurim, and you're going to die anyway. So why are you living this extra month? Your family and your parents are going to suffer even more. אז רק לקודש ברוך היא עוד חודש חיים של יהודי. ואני אומר, נתגידים את הנהלת את זה השם. Because he has another month of your life, and we see that that's way bigger than we can understand. Hachlotu zu mashmoisihi, what's the basis of your decision? Lo ichpat li me'umem ritzenoisi apratim, lo ichpat li ma'un personal desires. Bivad shi lekodesh bohu yehudi shi yichye od chodesh shalom. All I care about is I'm going to give Hashem a Jew that will live another month. Mitzitcha hachroze she'en kemo oides ha'imuna b'kutush tzachayim duty s'chir atzuma v'ocho. You'll be proclaiming the unbelievable imuna in the kedusha of life, etzem laf, and that will be an unbelievable skus for you. As a b'chu shakal es advarim v'echlit akabal es ha'tipul. You thought he's going to take the tipul. V'roze pela. Now, not all these stories have happy endings. Very often these stories, a month later, he took the tipul and he died. Harefim nidamu lirot keitzad abuchu oiver es kol ha-tekufa ha-kashe shechiyuch nosu chalpono. The doctors and nurses were blown away by how he went through this period with a smile on his face. Atshavim sholoti, ma asiti lo shehu kol kach mecheyef? What did you do to him? What did you say to him that he's so happy? Hashavti, ki lo asiti muma. I didn't do anything. Milvad ha'uvda shenatati lo lahavin es mashmus ha'chaim. All I did was teach him the value of life. Kvashe dibanu, kvashe edam mashish b'liboy, es ha'kore ki chayv v'ashe ha'im, chashuv imayim lo boi ro'ilam ad kedei kach shehu muchan lakriv es kol ro'ilam avu chayim. When a person understands, and this is work, this doesn't come because you heard it once and now you got it. You know, 50 times and not get it. You have to work at this. When a person internalizes the recognition that his life, no matter where he's holding, is unbelievably important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is prepared to give up everything for that. And may Lo'is Adam Samayach Lito Chelik Memeshim and Alezuf, but he's going to take that part of that unbelievable mission to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu life of a Yid. Umagish kuhunas a shutif b'yitzirizu, he becomes a partner in this creation. So yitzirin is gavur shaloylam amalek. That's the creation of an entire world. This had a happy ending. It didn't have a happy ending. I don't know. That's not the point. It had a happy ending because he had an extra month of life, or however long it was, and he lived that life with an unbelievable appreciation of what his life was worth. You're a skeptic. No, I don't know what skeptics might say. Any skeptics here?
No.
I'm not there. Might say, very nice, Hashem wants his life so much. Why is he taking it away? So if Hashem wants his life so badly, why is Hashem taking it away? Why should I live another month for Hashem? He's taking away my life.
Excellent question. The question's bigger than that. It's not just why is he taking away my life. It's why is Hashem doing anything to me? It seems to be the opposite of everything we believe about Hashem. And then we stuck with going back to, yeah, well, everything Hashem does is for the good, and we just don't understand. So if that satisfies you, and you can go through life radiating simple with that, it's fine. I can't. I need something else. I need something else. I need to understand what is the correct relationship a person has to have to Yusurim. You sometimes have to understand what is the correct relationship a person has to have to money, or to his children, or to his next door neighbor, or to Torah, or to mitzvah. You have to understand what is the correct relationship to Yusurim. Now, whichever way you go, yeah, at the end, you're always going to have to get to a place where you say, we can't understand Cheshbonos of Tumah. If that's where your skepticism is, I can't help you. If you think you can understand everything there is to understand about Hashem, and until he explains to you every last detail of everything that he's doing in this world, you're not going to be satisfied, I can't help you. I can't help you. That's the sheirish of all apikosis. The sheirish of all apikosis is the desire to understand everything. You can't understand everything. You can't. So your starting point is we can't understand everything. Having understood that you can't understand everything, you need to know one thing about Hashem. Hashem wants one thing more than anything, and that's to get me to Gan Eden. Hashem wants me in Gan Eden. That's his overriding goal. And nothing's going to interfere with that goal. He will do whatever it takes to get me to Gan Eden. Yeah? Now, this bocher, let's say, would have wanted. This is a hard one to do this with, but it's here, so let's do it.
If that's true, then why the Torah Shaddam
would come up? I'm asking me kashas from other places to at least put the principles down. First, we have to define our principles. We have to have first principles in place, and then we can ask kashas from all over the place. I know you've been in New York recently, and therefore your brain's not working properly. About slowly. Let me finish my sentence. So make a note, write it down. We're not finished. You can ask questions. Maybe your questions will be answered as we go forward. Wait, one second. I told you it was terrible. It's very hard. It's very polite and nice and whatever. When this kid comes to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, let's just use him as an example. I prefer to use an easy example, but what can I do? A Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have to deal with a rough one. This is a tough one. When this kid comes to a Kodesh Baruch Hu and says to him, I want to live a disease-free, pain-free life. What's Hashem's response to him? That's what you say.
You say, stop.
So I'll tell you what a good father said. And this has to be true. A good father says, I really want to give you what you want. But there's other factors here which prevent you from giving you what you want. Your kid comes to you at night, he's about to go to sleep, and he wants a chocolate chip cookie. So what's our response?
No.
No. You want to give him that chocolate chip cookie and you're saying no because it's not good for him? Or you just said no because you don't want to give it to him because it's not good for him. I want to give him the chocolate chip cookie more than anything in the world. Why wouldn't I want my kid to have a chocolate chip cookie? I remember what it was like being a kid. When he goes to sleep, you're going to have the chocolate chip cookie anyway. So, for sure, I want you to have a chocolate chip cookie. I would love nothing more than to be able to give you that chocolate chip cookie. But what can I do? There's other factors here involved which I can't explain to you. But let me be my day. Not eating chocolate chip cookies and it's bad for you and I can't. You understand? We got a Kodesh Baruch and say, this kid goes to Kodesh Baruch and he wants to live and he wants a free love, whatever, and Hashem says no. So we think Hashem said no, it's not good for him. That's not what happens. There's a piece we miss in the puzzle and that gets in the way of Avos Hashem. You can't have Avos Hashem in the face of Yisurim without this. This is a big maftayach. Hashem says to you, I really want to give you what you want. I agree with you, Mayachos. But there's other cheshbonos that prevent me from giving it to you. What's the overriding cheshbon? How I need you to get to Gan Eden. That's my overriding decision here. And everything else is going to be factored into, is this going to get you into Gan Eden or not? Kolzman, I give you this, it's going to interfere with your ability to get it. And you don't understand that. Sure, we don't understand it. If you'd understand everything about God, he would really not be worthwhile having as a God, would he? If God was as small as my ability to understand, who needs a God like? Yeah? You want a God you can understand? Ultimately, you can understand everything he's trying to understand about God. It means he's this big. Who needs a God that big? I need a really big God. I've got big problems. I've got big, big, big yearnings and desires. I need somebody who created the universe. I can't understand that. I understand anything. So I don't understand. But I know for sure that he wants me to go to Gan Eden. He put me in there already. Didn't work out so good, so we had to leave, but we're going back. And I know that he wants what's best for me, and I know that he wants to give me this chocolate chip cookie. He'd love nothing more than to give me the chocolate chip cookie. But for whatever reason right now, he can't. Good for me, it's not whatever. They're not even good for me, not good for me. That's not what gets in the way. But there you taste the love of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the midst of the Yisurim. Whatever the Yisurim are, Yisurim don't have to be big, cataclysmic things. Chazal define Yisurim as what? You put your hand in your pocket to take out 2 coins and you took out 1, or 3 and you took out 2. So put your hand back and take out another coin. That's called Yisuri. As soon as you went to visit somebody and he wasn't where he was, so you turned around and you walked up 3 flights of stairs and he called you back. Those 3 steps you walked up, that's called Yisuri. Yeah? What's Yisuri? You make out with your wife. Oh, of Corona, you haven't been to a restaurant. So you make it with your wife tonight, you're going to this new meat restaurant, whatever. I'm not sure whatever. Yeah. All excited, whatever. You arrive there, you park. You're parking right in front of the restaurant, whatever. You park and have a look and see it's closed on Tuesday night. And then I put it there. And you have a look and you see next door, there's another meat restaurant you didn't even know about and it happens to be open tonight and closed tomorrow night. So you go to that restaurant. Big deal. You didn't have to even move your car. That's called Yisurim. You wanted to go to that restaurant. It was closer. You went to that restaurant. That's called Yisurim. You with it? You don't have to wait for big cataclysmic things to happen to get in touch with this avoiding. Like, don't wait for that. Start working on these little things. You opened up the safer and it opened up over here and you had to turn over to you. Because I'll call that Yisurim. What can you do? That's how Hashem defines Yisurim. Thank you, Hashem. I know you really wanted to open up on the page. You didn't want me to have to go to the bother to like turn 2 pages. But for whatever reason, I needed to have to make that extra effort. Thank you. Questions? Comments? Not if. Hashem wants you to go to Gan Eden. That's got to be given. If you still have doubts about that, then we can't go down this path. We have to start way further down. Of course, she wants me to go to Gan Eden. What did he create the world for? Is to give me Gan Eden. No other reason that I'm aware of.
Why the Derusha? Because of the Kira. Derusha done with the left. You're going to say because of the Kira. That's how you earn Gan Eden. But if you earn Gan Eden through the Kira, then why doesn't Hashem give you what you want? You have to earn through the Kira. So the Kira is off. So if your bechira is off because you want to be healthy and not in pain, so why doesn't he give you the healthy and not the pain? Because your bechira. You know, there's a contradiction here at some point.
Once again, next yourself. You're using bechira now, man. Let's stop and understand bechira. You want to step into the world of bechira, but a good prophet. One second on. There's no bechira involved in I'm in pain and I don't want pain. Then this is bechira.
No, there is a direction down with the left of the Hashem lets you go the way you want to go. You have bechira. He doesn't say stop. I want you to have done it more than anything. So this is a kedai for you to do this instead.
Whoa. One second. Hashem says you are going to get a Gan Eden either way. I'm putting in front of you life and death, blessing and curse. I would prefer you went the nice way. I would prefer that the Derech Shodom Reit Zalele is the way I would like you to go. So then we can go straight to Gan Eden. Yeah? And on that, in that world, you have another kasha which we'll deal with in the last parak. Is you see, even people like that have Yisuri. Yeah? Even the biggest Sadiq can have Yisuri. Okay, that's the last paragraph. We'll deal with it. We'll come back to that. Or Hashem says, you can go the way I don't want you to go. But I'll make sure that you come back. You're going to come back at the end of the day. One way or another, you're going to go into Gan Eden. I'm going to make sure that that happens. So all along your journey, you're doing what you're doing. I'm maneuvering things in order to make sure that you land up in Gan Eden. With your Bechira, you'll use your Bechira incorrectly. I'll whack you.
Okay.
And then you'll wake up from this Yisurim and you go, wow, better do tshuva. That's for sure. Bechira doesn't mean that it's open-ended. The Bechira is very limited. You're very limited Bechira. Every time you make a correct Bechira, if it's a real Bechira decision, you go up a level. Okay, there's two types of Bechira. There's Bechira Klalis and Bechira Pratis. Bechira Pratis is you had a choice whether to do this or not to do that. You made the right choice, you go up a level. You made the wrong choice, you go down a level. That's life all the time. Then there's what's called Bechira Klalis, where every now and again you have a really major decision to make. And that decision is going to impact on your whole life forever. Yeah, God gets to 18. He got very good grades in his whatever, O-levels, D-levels. O-levels, D-levels, C-levels, whatever. and he did very, very well, and he's got opportunities to go study in university or whatever, or he can go to yeshiva. Now, the decision he makes there is going to impact on his life forever. If he decides to go to yeshiva, we know what kind of life he's going to have. He decides to go to university, it's going to affect his shidduch, his children, everything. So, Bechira is a massive subject. But within the world of Bechira, at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is steering things to go where he wants them to go. And that's not a steer to Bechira. So we'll see. That's the last chapter. That's another Sayichud Vanagas Mishpat. We're nearly there. That's probably the most misunderstood subject today. Can't imagine how many people are going to lose their Olam HaBa Rahman Litzan because they don't understand that subject. If you don't understand that subject, it's better to forget about everything you've learned. Because if you learn that wrong, and I'll show you, we'll see it, you're in a lot of trouble. Okay. But we'll get there when we get there. Don't worry, it's not your problem. When we get there, we'll deal with it. Don't worry about it. It's not your problem. No. That's, I can tell. I promise you now that you don't have that problem. That's not your problem. Sort of obvious discusses it already. The schar that Kodesh Baruch wants to give us, it goes beyond what you've earned. So therefore, he gives the surim in order to be able to give. Okay, we'll see that. We'll discuss. Okay, I think we have one more chapter and then we're into that subject. No, two more chapters and then into that subject. Okay. We're nearly there. And then we'll see if your shurim are so wonderful and so precious. Where did we get up to? Yeah, we finished. We start Perek Dalet tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.